This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. I want to tell everybody how the boss got you again.
He's been on me all day about my outfit because I wore camo, a camo shirt, a camo hat, and camo shoes.
Because you got to coordinate.
So when I walked in, he was like, Eddie's soldier. I was like, all right, you're a jerk. And then Brandon was talking to me about doing videos tomorrow for Sports Map, and I was like, I can't. I'm going out of town. AJ happens to be there. He goes, oh, yeah, he's being deployed. Then he opens the door to the studio, and he's like, he just sits there and stares for a minute. And he goes, oh, I didn't see you there. I was going to talk mess about you, but I didn't realize you weren't in the room, or you were in the room. Just being a total jerk, which the first day that I take fashion advice from AJ will be the last day that I take fashion advice from AJ. So, but he's on a roll. That is for
he
sure.
He was rolling today for sure. That was actually very funny. Because normally, if he interrupts us during the show, I was all like, oh, no, here we go. Yeah, it's something bad. And instead, he got you with that one. I thought that was pretty good. Pretty good. By the way, where are you on watching Nick's show?
I'm like one or two more episodes in. I had to stop and watch some other stuff. I needed a break.
I'm not mad at you. I'm watching a whole bunch of I'm on a documentary roll on Netflix right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
What's the latest ones you watched?
The Pharmacist is
the
one I'm almost finished with now. I told you about The Devil's Neighbor.
Yep.
What else? I've even watched one on Volkswagen. It's kind of weird. An automotive.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, that is a good one. Yeah, I saw that one.
So yeah, I'm on a documentary roll right now. Normally I'm not, but it's you'll curb your enthusiasm. We'll get going for you. I promise. Third season.
Because I'm running out of ways to cure my glaucoma and watch it. It's going to start to be an expensive habit.
Are you running out of medicine for your glaucoma? Is what you're saying?
That is correct.
Okay.
I'm running. Yeah, it's going to start being expensive to watch this show. So I went back real quick based on our discussion in hour number one as far as number of players on the top 100 list in baseball according to ESPN's list. Dodgers and Yankees both have 7. Astros have 8. So, ergo, Astros far superior in talent in every way possible. Okay, probably not true because I think the Dodgers and the Yankees have more in the top 50 than the Astros, but I could be wrong. I didn't look at it that way. I just counted players in the top 100. So, of the three teams, it's pretty crazy, though, when you think that of the top 100 players in baseball, according to ESPN, 22 of them are on three teams.
Yeah, that's. I mean, but then again,
and think about how many.
It has to make you question the accuracy of the overall list.
And think about how many are former Astros on this list, because Charlie Morton's on that list, Garrett Cole's on that list. You can add a couple more that were just there recently. So, pretty interesting. A lot of talent has come through Houston.
Manny Machado on that list.
Manny Machado's on that list. He was 50.
He slipped a little bit too. Bryce Harper has to be on the list, but he slipped a lot too. Yeah. So. All right. Well, there you go.
I had to wrap that up. I had promised I would figure it out for you.
Speaking of wrapping up lists. Okay. So we'll continue to roll on. Oh, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry.
You emailed your biggie list. Yeah. Oh, well, you had to get hypnotized, of course.
Had to get done.
Of course.
Quick as possible.
Now, how much do you want to bet he had hypnotized
absolutely
as his first song?
I did.
I didn't even see the email.
Of course
he
did. And he probably chose the 112 song because I said it already.
I did not. That's yours. I don't want that.
Okay.
That's all you.
Great song.
Okay, well then take it.
Okay.
Ain't nobody gonna get their feelings hurt if you take that song.
Yeah, his list is already in.
Yep.
Good for you.
Thank you very much.
Mine will be in before I leave town, so have no fear.
Well, better make sure we see it.
Huh?
Better make sure we can see it.
Okay.
Is the list coming up in camouflage too?
Oh, I see what you did there.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I don't know if you guys saw this, and we're not really big on hockey on this show. A couple things out of hockey. One of them. Man, last night in one of the games, and I just saw the highlights at first, but I had to go back and watch it again. Because they obviously, we've talked about this in the past, that sometimes it's tougher to follow the puck because it moves so fast and other things. Well, now they've gotten to the point where, from a technology standpoint, to advance the way the cameras can shoot the game, they've cut like circles for the camera lens strategically on the ice, on the boards.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Well, obviously, if you're the cameraman shooting from that angle, you have to make sure that the camera is filling up that hole in the glass, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, last night in the Capitals Sabres game in Buffalo, New York, the cameraman decided to pull the lens away from the glass a little bit.
Just cleaning it or what?
Just, I don't know why, because the game was going on, and he just kind of, maybe he knew his shot wasn't going to be used because it was, the defenseman was clearing the puck, it was going to go down to the other end.
Uh-huh.
So maybe he either, you know, wanted to take a break, had to clean the lens, whatever the case may be. But he pulls the camera back. The defenseman sends it up on the boards to try and get it to follow the, you know, the obviously the boards around the berm. Dude, he, perfect shot right through the hole, right off the cameraman's chin.
Oh, no.
I'm going to retweet this. I mean, it made it through the small cutout of the glass where the camera lens was, caught him right in the grill and off his chin.
Damn.
And they're like, you know why he's coming back? Because he's a hockey guy. Because that's the expression with the... But I mean, I rewound it a couple times and watched it going, man, to be that accurate, we always see those contests on the ice where, you know, if you can get it to go through that little cutout
right
in the goal. Dude, amazing that he got it right in the grill because he pulled the camera lens out.
Damn.
Yeah, and the other story that we talked about earlier was the fact that because of the fact that the coronavirus has made such a mark in California, that not only Stanford University but the San Jose Sharks, the local government is saying that they're going to ban large gatherings for sporting events, and that it, whether the NHL gets involved or not, I think that's kind of, it's crazy, but that, you know, that the local government's going to dictate the fact that in Santa Clara County they banned the gathering of large events of large people of 1,000 plus for any kind of sporting event. So San Jose Sharks hockey games, NCAA women's basketball tournament at Stanford, and an MLS game are in doubt after Santa Clara County announced a ban of all large gatherings.
You're surprised by that, though, that it's done locally? I wouldn't be waiting on the NHL or anybody else.
The other thing, and Lisa was shocked that I didn't because think about it to this
they don't
degree.
Have to, they don't have to deal with the fallout in your city. If your city is a hotbed for it right now, then I get it. Why have to do it league-wide if it's only in one city right now? As
because of the revenues. I think the revenue stream for the versus MLS or Stanford games, the revenue you're talking about taking away from the San Jose Sharks, when you start talking about no fans, and then the sponsors are going to want refunds on advertising, all those concessions, all those different things.
I mean,
and think about this. Maybe you guys did. Maybe I'm just dumb, right? But I was talking to Lisa about
a given.
Right. But I was talking to Lisa You're about dumb. All this stuff this morning, and I said, "Look, we talked about the fact that, you know, the Italy they banned all the sporting events from having fans.
Mm-hmm.
That they've talked about it in the NBA. We talked about the locker room ban, and I was like, "Oh my God, with March Madness coming up, that would be the one that's really going to be devastating."
Oh, that's a lot of money on
and
the
she
line.
Goes, "You didn't already think about that?" And I was like, "Okay, easy there, smarty brainiac." I didn't, but now that it hit me, that's going to be a big deal.
That is going to be a big deal. No, you're right.
If this keeps going at this level, they're going to have a really hard decision in the NCAA, and we know how much of a revenue stream, not just the TV rights are, but how much money they make out of all the different regionals and all the different locations that they host the tournament.
Yeah.
It's a massive deal. That's why, I mean... when it gets to like the major leagues and the major four and then NCAA, I would think that local government can say what they want, but I would think you have to consult with the league.
I don't think you have to, because it's the league again. The league isn't responsible for the community well-being. Local government is,
and we think Houston's bad because right now the number is 12 between Harris County, Houston proper, and Fort Bend County, mm-hmm. cases of the coronavirus. In Santa Clara County alone, with 6 more cases being reported on Monday, they have a total of 43.
Wow.
So that's why they're trying to be a little bit proactive and try to get some order and new recommendations to reduce the number of people who are developing the illness. So they're trying to, obviously, take the bull by the horns and do something about it. But, man, I'm telling you what, you know the teams are quietly going to have – it's tough because you really – you don't want to bitch too much.
Right.
Because you understand it's not like they're doing this just intentionally to screw you over. But it's – that's a big deal revenue-wise.
That's a lot.
So something to keep an eye on because, like I said, that's one thing for Santa Clara County. It's another thing when we start talking about March Madness and all these different cities and venues that are going to be hosting these regionals.
And it's only going to be getting worse until the government figures out how to start to control it and vaccinate people. And can you imagine the mad dash once the vaccine comes out?
Oh,
how crazy that's going to be. And no, none of y'all... Most people don't go get a flu shot, but all of a sudden
everybody's going to get this.
Everybody's going to be getting the coronavirus shot.
Your CVS except is you going to have a line like on election night with voting. It's going to be around the block just to get to the CVS to get that shot.
You know the anti-vaxxers aren't getting it because they're dumb.
They're dumb.
Yeah.
In that case. So, because that's, I mean, you better get it if it's available.
Right.
But we'll see how it all plays out. But yeah, I just thought I'd put that on the radar because I'm like, you know, call me stupid, but I was thinking about all the NBA memos and all the different, you know, LeBron talking about it and the soccer games and such. But March Madness right around the corner, that's going to be a huge deal. Can you imagine watching a big college basketball game with no fans in the stands? Because they're going to let the weird TV crew in. They have to.
It's going
to
be weird.
Man, it's going to be a different deal.
Yeah.
All right, nothing different here. We're going to continue to roll through the final hour of the show. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. It's all right here, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Chill. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel wrapping up the final hour of the show, taking you till 4 o'clock on The Suspects. As we always do about this time, we tell you, look, if you missed any portion of the show today and why you did, needs an explanation that we'll expect at some point, whether it be via text or otherwise. But if you missed any portion of the show and you want to catch up, ESPN975.com, click on the show tab for The Suspects at the top of the page. The menu comes down. You can catch up on the hours you missed while you're there on that front page. You can also download the app. Take us anywhere, everywhere. Never miss another show.
Ding! Do it. I was going to switch with you. I was going to ding, and you could say do it.
Oh, you should have told me.
Yeah, I was going to say communication might be key in trying to plan that out.
I just had that thought right before the ding.
So Nick got me with glasses on.
That was a premature ding.
That wasn't me, I promise.
That was a premature ding.
Someone did.
Who did it?
You aren't wearing your glasses. Probably someone on the digital side.
Oh, good.
But you're not wearing your hat, which is so unlike you. How are you wearing your hat now? You weren't wearing it at the start of the show. With your full camo head to toe.
I am not like you. I don't care about the picture that they take.
Oh, my God. You care about everything with your looks, your appearance, your clothes.
No, you're mistaking me for somebody else.
Yeah, uh-huh. Right. And Nick, your producer cam, it's got the back of your dome.
Oh,
that's the dirtiest part. I don't like the setup at all. I just think it's so hard to get around. I have to turn around and look.
Yeah, that's
it's just tough. It's just computer on this side of the control room and a computer on this side of the control room.
Yeah, why is everything so far apart? Shouldn't it all be right there for you?
Is the talkback even functional? Can you even hear me when I talk?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, recently, it's been good.
Nothing seems to be functional on this fourth floor.
Mm.
Restrooms?
No. Dude, someone dropped a hog in that middle stall.
Oh, God.
And it's still not flushed. That was 2 hours ago when I first saw it. And then I had to go back and whiz again at the break. Still there. No one will flush it. And then somebody goes, why don't you flush it? And I'm not going in there and letting that splashback hit up on me. You crazy. I didn't leave it there.
Step
I'm
on
not
and run.
Flushing it. Nope.
Use your foot.
Nope. And then it gets on my pant leg? I don't think so. I'm not doing it. That's disgusting, whoever did that. How do you not leave? How do you just leave that there?
I don't
Bunch
know.
Bunch of nasty
and it's
ass.
Not the first time. It's always, I feel bad for the middle stall because it's always the middle stall, it seems.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know with a conscience how you can leave something like that.
I sometimes just stand there and ride it out. Just flush until it's all gone. It's okay. No one's going to judge you. I'd rather you sit there and flush 15 times than just leave and leave it like that. Disgusting. And I'm not even going to blame necessarily anyone at Gal Media, because there are other people on this floor.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, we're the only ones that don't lock here. the bathrooms. So you got the construction guys and everybody else that's been working on the building. They all come up and use the fourth floor bathroom.
Not that I'm an expert, but it could have been a construction guy.
Well, as we know, the building has been bought out. And so the old owners enforced that policy of locking the restrooms. Like for a while, the third floor restrooms.
I didn't know the building was bought. Is that why all this renovation is coming?
I believe so. Mm. I believe that's the reason why.
Huh, I didn't know that. Well, maybe we can expect better things.
Regardless, before they started the renovation, there was a kind of a strict policy about that third floor bathroom, but they kind of...
They went lax on it?
No.
I went up to the fifth. That is the Cadillac of places to poop. That is a nice area. A little pro tip for you guys.
The fifth floor?
Yep. Head on up there.
Surprised you got up there.
I got valet.
All you use an elevator.
Bitch.
It's not locked?
No.
Well, because like
they
I
got
said,
wood grain doors. It's
I thought
nice,
Esme
man.
Told
it's
me that the like only bathroom in this building that doesn't have bathroom access without a key is our fourth floor
true.
Men's room.
Second floor, third floor, fifth floor, fourth floor.
Well, seems like you've really researched this.
I have, yeah.
Hopefully, it wasn't with one on the way. You just did it casually so that you could prepare for your next strike.
Yeah. No,
preemptive strike?
Not the case. Demetrius said, hey, what if they brought back, what if ESPN just brought back Dennis Miller?
God, that was awful.
I wonder if the guy that hired him is fired. Oh, I would be willing to bet if you were part of that experiment. If you weren't fired, you were probably moved or demoted at least.
Think about
it. Was awful.
Dennis Miller, Jesse the Body Ventura.
Oh, wow.
Right?
I think I blocked that out.
Yeah, but they experimented with him too.
Oh, my goodness.
There were some dumb moves.
Yeah, very dumb.
And now literally Monday Night Football used to be the can't-miss TV program. Then Sunday Night Football took it over. And a lot of it the NFL had to do with because of the fact that they made the better matchups Sunday night games.
Yep.
But Monday night lost its fastball and luster in a hurry.
Yeah.
And now all the experimenting in the world hasn't done them any good. They probably do have to put their pocketbook up front and try and make something happen.
Somebody else asked on the text line, hey, guys, any chance MLB opening day would be canceled or no fans allowed? There's always a chance of the no fans allowed. I don't think they're going to cancel opening day, but I could see no fans allowed. People are losing their mind right now. Things are getting a little crazy.
So it wouldn't
surprise me at this point if they started canceling. The Ivy League canceled its whole bracket.
Their whole tournament.
Yeah, their whole tournament is canceled. Yeah. Like you said, in San Jose, the Sharks and Stanford aren't playing. So it wouldn't surprise me at this point if any games are not allowed to be attended.
And the thing that we've talked about in the past, when we talked about kneeling in the NFL and the anthem and all the different issues, we said that the one thing that was a reality check for the fans was the fact that the owners don't care about things that we think they should care about. They only care about making money and profitability. This is the one that's going to hit home. And they're, you know, right now, we can't speak on the NFL owners because they're not in season. But all owners want to make money.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing's going to hit them. And you can't, again, you have to tiptoe that fine line because you know from a societal standpoint, you can't fight back on this, push back too much.
Nope.
Because it's so important that you keep people safe. But at the same time, boy, you're bread and butter. You're asking, and then if they still play the games, but there's no advertising, obviously the TV and radio are still going to go on.
Sure.
So you'll maintain that spot. But
how weird will it be to watch games with no one in the stands? I mean, it'll almost be like the first quarter of a Rockets game everywhere.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Just
fair point. Or the fourth quarter if they're not winning.
Quiet and empty. It'll be kind of weird. I will say this. The only positive about specifically at Astros games, nobody there to do the wave. Thank you so much.
Or the woo.
Or the woo. Oh, yeah. See?
Right?
There's
Blitz is happy.
There's your silver lining
in the
coronavirus cloud. No wave, no wooing. I will go to every home game as a media member.
Was it Jeffrey Osborne? And if he asked the question, can you woo, woo, woo? Yeah. No, you cannot. Not because there's going to be no fans in the stands.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, that'll be so different.
It'll be creepy. It'll be almost like a post-apocalyptic sports where no one's around.
And if it gets to the point where especially like NBA playoffs will be the next big league playoffs.
Yeah.
Think about the no home court, how much home court advantage is affected. We talk about arenas like Oklahoma City, like, you know, the arenas that had the real legit home court. You know, Golden State's out. Portland's probably out. But like a team like Oklahoma City or Utah, and all of a sudden, you know, you're making a push in the fourth quarter, and there's no crowd behind you, and there's no raucous noise.
The question becomes, do they still do the in-arena music? Because that's really for the fans, not for the players. Pretty soon, all you're just going to hear is squeak, 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 squeak. Yeah, every once in a while, you hear a curse word from somebody that got fouled. And one, bitch! Squeak, 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 squeak. Like, it's going to be awful and pretty amusing.
Here's where the NBA should take a page out of the XFL.
Okay.
If you're going to do it without the crowd, you should put the parabolic mics should be on high, and you should get all the gnat sounds. I think that would be awesome. So you could hear the cussing and the dialogue and the coaches yelling.
Just put it on
and all
delay.
Those things. Yeah, I think that would be pretty cool.
You know what else is pretty cool? March has arrived. It's here, and it's time to score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. MyBookie, y'all, it's the best place for you to cash in on those insane buzzer beaters. Huge upsets. You know they're coming. Those white-knuckle finishes, it's all there. They have live betting on every game, bracket challenges, national championship futures, so much more. You can bet on almost anything, including the Democratic nomination, the presidential election, even the name of the next pope. I don't know when that's going to be, but you can bet on it. If you're new, they got you covered. If you're a vet, and when it comes to online gambling, they got you covered. Well, if you sit there and research every single matchup, or you just, you know, some people just let their kids pick their brackets, or they'll use mascots. That's fine. They've got it all. They have something for everybody. Join now. Start winning today. It's really simple to sign up. If you're tired of getting in the runaround from those other online places, maybe it's you're trying to get paid out, and they're just like, "Oh no, we don't know what happened. We'll have your money to you in 6 months." That doesn't happen with MyBookie. They pay fast. When you win, you get your money when you want it. Y'all, they've been around for decades. They've got the experience. They've got the customer service. They've got the hassle-free transactions. There's no reason to go anywhere else. All you got to do is log on to mybookie.ag, use promo code 975. That's promo code 975. You're going to get a 50% deposit bonus. That's like free money, 50% deposit bonus. All you have to do when you sign up is put in promo code 975. Bet with the biggest, win with the best, only at mybookie.ag.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Yeah, the boys are back for the final half hour of The Usual Suspects. It's Nick, Barry, and myself, Joel, as we take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7 right here on ESPN 97.5. And we know that from time to time that on this show, and we've all done it, but some more than others.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you always come at me and we...
Come at me, bro! Why are you looking at me?
So forget the snorting the chocolate powder, whatever. Forget the hot chip challenge. We've been talking about the coronavirus. You guys willing to take on the coronavirus for $4,500 and $4,588?
What do you mean take on?
Queen Mary Bio Enterprises, based out of London, is looking for 24 volunteers to be injected with the coronavirus and participate in their flu camp.
Okay.
You're going to do it?
Is it monitored and do they have, treatment and everything? Is that what we're doing
it's an attempt by medical research and development company, HVIVO, to create a vaccine for the deadly disease that has obviously killed more than 3,800 people across the globe.
Hold on. What is the name? Hold on. HVIV?
HVIVO.
That's too close to HIV. I'm out.
You'll be a human guinea pig receiving a battery of tests before being selected and then given two of the virus's weaker strains, which should cause mild respiratory symptoms, then be given new or existing vaccines to see if they would be effective.
I would do that.
You're an idiot.
Why? For five, girl?
What? Yeah, but there's still an outside chance that you get...
Nah.
Okay.
Nah. I'd probably do it. That's not bad money. How long is the study? How long you got to...
Until you die. I mean, start to finish, you make it easy on yourself.
I know I got to sign a waiver. Do they cover funeral costs?
Didn't say that.
No?
No. Mm. Doctors are going to wear protective clothing and ventilators. They're going to analyze your responses to the vaccine. The results are going to help researchers focus on the most effective treatments. And aside from the actual downside of being sick, you have to stay quarantined for 2 weeks. Eat a restricted diet.
Oh, no.
Oh, and here's the easiest point.
You didn't lead with that. I'm out.
Here's the easiest point
for you.
Do I
get to play video games for 2 weeks?
You have to avoid human contact.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah. And avoid exercise. So you're good. You can video game
No problem. Yeah. Can I just play video games?
I guess so.
The only thing I don't like and all that is the restricted diet.
Yeah.
What is it? Am I just eating soup or what?
Well, they didn't tell me what's on the menu, Chief. They just said it's a restricted diet.
I mean, can I order, can I get the
Jell-O.
Peanut butter bacon Laminac from Big City Wings
and
have it
delivered? So when your teeth fall out, you can still get your proteins. Maybe some mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I don't know. You could inject me with the coronavirus and let's test it, but this whole limited diet thing? No, thank you.
Are you in or out?
Negative. I would
4,005. See, me too. I'm not doing that.
For $4,500.
No.
A low-grade version of the coronavirus.
Won't do it. Can't do it.
That's a lot of money.
I'm not doing it.
Really.
For $4,500, it'd have to be a lot higher than that to even consider it. We've talked about in would it take to do these.
Somebody said, what's different from the flu shot? See?
Flu ain't killing you like this.
You wouldn't take the flu shot for $4,500 and then let them see what happens to you?
I already had the flu shot.
Yeah. Okay. I already had the flu. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you sure did for two months. Think about if they get this virus. Even the weakest strain is taking your ass out.
First of all, I had the three other things with the flu. Second of all, I manned up through the flu, so I don't want to hear it.
A month later. I'm good.
Who sent? I didn't go home. Did I come to work every single day? I got sent home. I absolutely manned up through the flu. I can man up through a little coronavirus before. Guess how much I got paid to have the flu? Nothing. You going to give me $4,500 for the coronavirus?
Not enough. By the way, now you know how your way around that with AJ.
What do you mean?
Next time you're sick, just wear your camo. He can't see you. Therefore, he thinks you're not here for the show and you're good. I tried.
You should leave it to him.
Oh, shit.
With the camo jokes, because that one wasn't. I saw it coming a mile away. All right. Real quick. Oh, where the hell did it go? Okay, I lost it. Never mind. See? It was super easy. I do have a question for you. When was it? Was it Saturday or Sunday? I went and ate, and I won't say the name of the restaurant. It was also a Mexican food restaurant, and I know last week you talked about your issue that you had with a Mexican food restaurant.
Yes.
I went to have lunch with myself and my wife and... my sister-in-law and my niece. And when I pulled into the Mexican food restaurant, I sat at a table for four. She said, okay, what's the name? I said, Barry. She said, okay, Barry, what's your phone number? And I was like, hey, I'm married. And she said, well, no, that's how we let you know. I was like, what? Just give me one of those little buzzer things. She goes, we don't use those anymore. We'll text you when your table's ready. I was like, no, I have a real problem with this. Why do I have to give you my phone number to get a table? She was like, sir, what? I was like, yeah, why are you? And then you guys are going to start spamming me with these BS texts and giving my information to other people and selling my number. All I want to do is just sit down and eat. Why do I have to give you my number? And immediately my wife and my sister-in-law are like, you're like an old man right now, yelling, get off my lawn. I was like, yeah, but you don't understand. This is how they're going to get your number. And then you start getting all kind of BS calls and BS messages and... She was like, well, I'm sorry, sir. This is just how we do it. And so Nora starts to give her number. I was like, no, it's fine. I'll give my number. So I give my number. We go sit down. Within 2 minutes, I hear her go, Doris, party at two? Bitch, you made me give her my number. You made me give her my number and you just used the name Oh, I was so pissed.
They said that they did that to me on Valentine's Day. They did that to me on Valentine's Day.
Where?
It was
to text you for your.
I think it was P.F. Chang's in Sugar Land.
Really?
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right because I think Lisa and I have done that exact thing.
I was so mad, and you just gave it up like no big deal. Here's my number.
I mean, like, it was Valentine's Day. I didn't want to be that one guy. It was so many people like in the waiting room.
You mean you didn't want to look bad in front of
I didn't. Honestly, I did think about exactly what you're thinking about, is that okay. I didn't want to get hit with spam. So I understand what you're saying.
Because then you know I'm going to get a ton of old man texts and tweets.
You know what? The other valid point is, depending on what your plan is like with your provider, text messages and data rates, they're actually capitalizing on the fact that you're paying to wait in line.
Yeah. But essentially.
Right?
Well, it saves them money because they don't have the expense of those buzzers and maintaining them.
Right.
And all that
coronavirus,
and now they just text you, and it comes if you pay by my data rates is not going to be that big of a deal.
I'm saying depending on the plan, I get it, but there are going to be people that are going to be like, "Whoa, time out now."
Yeah, I only get 10 texts a month. I'd be like, old people. I don't know why I pointed at you. That's my bad. Yeah. It bothered me, man. I just hate giving out my information. So because you get like, so then I had somebody try to steal my credit card. Like, I got a number that was like, or an email that was like, hey, your password, you need to go change it. Somebody tried to log in a bunch of times to your account. So I couldn't. They had an old number. So I call up. I finally get it worked out. I'm like, this is my new number. They said, is that a cell phone? I said, yes. They said, okay, before we move on, just so you know, you are consenting to us, our partners, people we work with, this, that, and the other, sending you automated voicemail. I said, oh, no, hell no, I'm not. She was like, well, sir, that's just part of it. I was like, well, then just close my account. She was like, what? I was like, I get enough BS spam and calls already.
All the political.
I was going to say, think about how long the three of us have talked about recently, how unsolicited we get all the political BS.
Yeah, I get a lot of those. I probably get three. They try to make the message seem all personable. Hi, Nick.
Yeah.
My name is so-and-so, and you should vote for me.
Right.
Okay, and I'm just going to hit the vote button because you texted me. That's what I'm going to do. I don't even know who you are.
I'm not doing any research.
And I'm going to vote for you just because you sent me a text. If anything, you aggravated me.
Right. That's what I tell them. I was like, now that you spam me, I'm certainly not voting for your candidate. Congratulations.
But I get all the candidates from Texas, right, or from this area, or if it's for president. But when I was getting them for, like, races in South Carolina and elsewhere, I'm going, how the hell is that happening?
Someone said the new thing is now they spam on your calendar and on the iPhone.
Oh, that's terrible if they do that.
I'm not getting that, but I have an Android.
I do too.
I was actually thinking about switching to an iPhone, but not now. I need less spam, not more.
Well, Nick, get ready for that.
Why?
Because you got an iPhone.
Somebody said, be paranoid, Barry. I've never gotten a call from the places that do call you to the table. No, my point is that it's another list I'm on. It's another, a number that they can sell to somebody else. Because you notice they say
they're
partners.
That's exactly right. That's the biggest thing. They're building their database and then they do whatever they want with it and you don't have any control of it, that's where you'll figure it out sooner or later.
I've had the same number for 20 years, so it's probably on so many lists right now.
Yeah.
Probably on 50 lists.
Watch list.
Fan lists.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's probably a few bars that probably have my name on a list that say, you know what, Nick? You can't come back.
You sure that?
You can't come back, sir.
You've been banned from bars.
You and your Jameson.
Bro,
you,
no one is banning you from bars.
You need to stop.
They like profit.
That's true. A lot of them put up with some bad stuff if you're a decent tipper. I will say that.
Oh, yeah.
I will say that.
But the thing is, they used to say that if you went to that, whatever it is, don'tcontactme.com or whatever, the Gov site, you had to do it once a year.
Do not call list?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you can get on the do not call list, and then it explodes. That doesn't work. And then there was that thing for a while I told you guys about where they ran the TV feature.
Well, the do not call list assumes that everybody spamming you is being ethical. Because all they do is spoof the number. So they just go out. I got a text once from a guy that goes, what do you want? I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, what do you want? I was like, bro, you texted me. He goes, no, you just called me. I was like, no, I didn't. He goes, you just called me. I was like, no, that's probably somebody spoofing my number to auto dial you. He got confused. I was like, just Google it, bitch. I didn't call you. sit there and now I'm mad. You texted me, ho. Like, we just had this weird, awkward yelling match.
They use caller ID. Yeah, there's ways.
They spoof it. Yeah, super easy.
Yeah. So people
do it
that
all the time.
No, but then kidding. They said that the news was saying for a while there that you could challenge the companies that are telemarketing you to say you could sue them. And I remember I told you guys there was one guy in particular that did it and ended up getting a big check because they know if you push it far enough that you're actually in the right, that you can get them for basically pestering you. But
you got to find them first. Yeah, if they're spoofing the number, it's difficult.
Especially when they're from the IRS and they sound like a computer.
Yeah, that too.
All right, we got one segment to go in the show. We'll wrap it up next. Don't go anywhere. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final segment. Right here, right now, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Tuesday in the big city. Tomorrow's a way back Wednesday. Barry and the wife are Willie Nelson it to El Paso?
No.
New Mexico?
New Mexico.
Close enough.
Yes.
So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Nicholas in the co-pilot. We're going to take you into your weekend, have some fun along the way as we normally do. You want to do live remotes? From the road, check in.
No, yeah. And that's the funny thing is my wife even asked. She goes, so you've got to do radio on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, right? I was like, no, babe. I'm like literally taking the days off like it's vacation so that we can just spend the time together. Nice. She's like, oh, okay, cool. So no radio, just us. Probably stop at Roswell on the way in. See if I can get abducted by an alien.
Okay.
But no, I'm just going to go. And obviously I've got gigs.
Yep.
Wednesday night, Thursday night, but we'll have a little fun too.
Sounds good. Speaking of a little fun, and again, we all know, we're assuming that because of the coronavirus that obviously these games are all going to be played, but I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but minor league baseball team has second thoughts. The Charleston River Dogs, of course it's a Yankees single A team, decided to get in on the kind of quirky promotions that normally draw a lot of fans in, and you know, we've had from the what is it, when the Missions changed their name to the Tacos one game or one of the minor league teams here in state and you do the funky uniforms and Blummer and everybody had them. But they look for different ways to draw people in. They were going to do an OJ trial night.
Okay.
All right. So everybody that attended the game on May 26th would get a T-shirt upon entering the gate.
Now, would it fit?
Okay. That's where we get into the details.
Oh.
Okay. So essentially, the first thing is they hand everybody a T-shirt, and then because it's an OJ night, if it doesn't fit, then you must. Then they said find an attendant and get a different shirt. But
that's it. That was their big joke.
That was their joke. One of their jokes. But then because they were billing it as OJ trial night, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The trial of the century gets a juicy new spin. We will finally receive the verdict that everyone has been waiting for. Pulp or no pulp?
Oh, my God.
That's the joke. Fans will act as our jury, voting with custom paddles to reach verdicts on various topics throughout the night.
I hate this already.
The eyes of the nation are going to be watching us as fans receive an OJ trial shirt upon entering the stadium. And if the shirt don't fit, you must see if we have a different size. Then they're going to ask questions throughout the night.
So you're just going to do that
and
joke
you do
twice.
The pat. I'm reading the rest press release. Then you have a quit or whatever with your paddles, and they thought that that was going to be all part of the fun till word started leaking out. People started thinking it was a little bit tasteless.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? People are upset that they're doing this. Mm-hmm.
So they pulled it.
Oh, my God. I don't want to live here anymore.
People vocally opposed to the concept
as it was first unveiled. I don't want to live in a country that you can't even – the obvious joke is the fact that it's – OJ night, orange juice, not OJ Simpson.
Team President Dave Eckel said after taking a step back and having further reflection on the overall message that was being conveyed, it was the responsible thing to do. Hey, you're talking about orange juice. You're having a little fun.
Just have R. Kelly night, and it's lemonade, free lemonade for everybody. Well, we're not doing that either? Okay. People are so sensitive now. Are we seriously going to... They're worried about backlash?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what to do anymore.
And we actually thought it was funny in this city if people did garbage can banging night, or give away garbage cans, garbage can bobblehead.
Why not? How awesome would it be? What better way to own it if the Astros were just like, you know what? It's mini wastebasket night brought to you by Waste Management.
Right?
Done. How great would that be? They own it. People are like, oh, you know what? Okay.
But you know the national media would rip them anyway by going, you're being too flippant about your own situation.
Nah.
Someone's always going to be a critic and have the wrong approach to it.
I think this one's
being overly sensitive.
That's a whole new level of sensitivity.
Look, if the guy himself is out there making jokes about it and on Twitter.
He wrote a whole book.
I don't get why it should even be an issue.
I don't either. It's not like you're condoning murder. You're like, you know what? Murder's fun. No. It's just, oh, golly.
I mean, and the other thing, when you think about it, even from an Astros perspective, is if you can manipulate the system to have 18 championship ring nights, just trying to maximize money that way.
Yeah.
Guess what? You can have a little fun at your own expense. Probably still make money, too, because you can bet your bottom dollar that would be a popular night.
We're doomed.
You think about that. How popular bobbleheads are now. And Nick, you've seen it during Rockets games, but it's also in Astros games. They line up all day on bobblehead nights. But then when they do those limited edition $100 a bobblehead at the team shop, people line up to get those too. So if you did an Oscar the Grouch garbage can night or something like that, made some fun of it, but did that, you don't think that would sell extra tickets and people would want that thing as a collector's item?
The garbage can one?
Sure.
I don't know. Maybe. I guess I feel like some fans are seriously hurt and bothered by this. I don't know if they would see the humor in it.
Really?
And what?
I think cities outside of Houston, teams outside of Houston, if they had a garbage...
I think Astros fans would want to collect it. Because you know what? As you go through history and we get 10 years out from this, something like that, and people go, remember that the whole big scandal thing and everything? And I go, dude, I was there at the game when they gave away the garbage cans.
I think it's a good idea. I think every other team in baseball should be doing garbage can nachos. They should be doing like all kinds of stuff. Like if I was an MLB team that's not the Houston Astros, I would totally be doing it. I don't know if you're doing
especially
that.
Especially when the Astros are in town.
When they're in town.
Garbage can night. Oh, yeah. And everybody could just bang on them.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe, but you know what? I might be seeing this completely different. I don't know how the hearts of, you know, Astros fans have been... They've been very volatile in terms of their feelings with this. So it's just the garbage can thing.
But it's different if they control their own narrative. So you're not hearing about it from a negative national media perspective or another team's perspective. It's your own perspective. You put your logo on it. You know, you look like it's the official Astros garbage can.
Yeah.
And then people can go, oh, okay, they're making light of themselves. I like that better than... Because we all know, and you know what? AT&T Sportsnet should go along with this too. Say they're in Seattle, just the same way they featured the... edible grasshopper deal. Just show the fact that the Mariners tonight are running a garbage can full of fries for $5.95 or whatever it is. And, you know, you can have some other, you know, plays on words and jokes and things like that, but just roll with it.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like
there was a minor league team that did dad bod night in which their jerseys looked like everybody had chest hair and a big belly.
Nice.
Yeah, those are fun.
Oh, but men in their 40s and 50s with dad bods should have protested and you know, filed a grievance. I don't know. It's just, we are so sensitive now. And people are even texting and defending not doing it and their reasons for it.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm just like, okay, there's so much I want to say, but I'm not going to. Because just the fact that if it's that sensitive, you know, and I don't know. To me, it's a play on the OJ thing without actually glorifying the OJ thing. You're not glorifying it anyway.
It would be different if it was glove night.
Yeah, you're not glorifying it.
Right? Whether it be batting glove or field glove, it's like, hey, OJ trial night, first 10,000 fans get a free glove.
Somebody said, you know, one of my family members was murdered and that's why it's a bad idea. And I'm like, okay, I get that. So don't go. But that doesn't mean that if I had lost a family member to a dog attack, so now you can't have dog night at the park? Are we doing that? Like, it's just, I don't know, man. Something you think is so harmless, and if one person is offended by it, no one else can participate. And I'm not even talking about anything where, you know, the hot button issues of race or anything. I don't know. It's such a weird time we live in. It's crazy.
It's different, for sure. All right, with that being said, travel safe, my friend. Enjoy the family time with Nora. And Barry's off the rest of the week. Nick will be here with me tomorrow. And we will roll from that. I think Trey's tomorrow producing, if I'm not mistaken. So Juggalo Trey will make another return engagement. Nick actually gets to experience that firsthand. So we'll have some fun with that. So for Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. It is The Blitz coming up next. ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5.